Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Saturday, August 6th. Today on Forbes, TikTok moderators are being trained using graphic images of child sexual abuse. Nasser expected to be confronted with some disturbing material during his training to become a content moderator for TikTok. But he was shocked when he and others in his class were shown uncensored, sexually explicit images of children. Nasser, who is working for a third-party company, Teleperformance, that moderates content for the social media giant, had been assigned to a special project, teaching TikTok's AI to spot the worst of the worst posted in the app. Just a few days into onboarding, he and his colleagues were shown graphic images and videos of children involved in sexual acts, all material that had been removed from TikTok. Nasser, who left Teleperformance in 2020, told Forbes, quote, "I have a daughter, and I don't think it's right. Just a bunch of strangers watching this? I don't think they should use something like that for training." Nasser's last name and some others in this story have been omitted for privacy reasons. Whitney Turner, who worked for Teleperformance's TikTok program in El Paso for over a year and departed in 2021, also recalled being shown sexually exploitative imagery of kids as part of her training. Whitney was given access to a shared spreadsheet that she and other former employees told Forbes is filled with material determined to be violating TikTok's community guidelines, including hundreds of images of children who were naked or being abused. Former moderators said the document, called the DRR, short for Daily Required Reading, was widely accessible to employees at Teleperformance and TikTok as recently as this summer. While some moderators working in unrelated functions were restricted from viewing this material, sources told Forbes that hundreds of people across both companies had free access to the document. The DRR and other training materials were stored in Lark, internal workplace software developed by TikTok's China-based parent company, ByteDance. Whitney was so aghast at the casual handling of the material that she reported it to the FBI and subsequently met with an agent in June. The FBI did not respond to multiple requests for comment on whether it will investigate the matter. Whitney told Forbes, quote, "I was moderating and thinking, this is someone's son, this is someone's daughter, and these parents don't know that we have this picture, this video, this trauma, this crime saved. If parents knew that, I'm pretty sure they would burn TikTok down." Teleperformance's global president of trust and safety, Akash Pugalia, told Forbes the company does not use videos featuring explicit content of child abuse in training, and said it does not store such material in its, quote, calibration tools, but would not clarify what those tools are or what they do. He declined to answer a detailed list of other questions regarding how many people have access to child sexual abuse material through the DRR and how Teleperformance safeguards this imagery. For full coverage, check out Alexandra S. Levine's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.